Okay, go ahead.
I call this meeting of the Lane County Animal Services Advisory Committee to order. Today is November 13th, and it is 3:15 p.m. I'll begin a roll call of committee members present. I am the co-chair, Jan Shelton.
John Bradfell.
Dave Calderwood.
Scott Bartlett.
Charlie Conrad.
Petra Sheets. Do you usually call out the absent members? Okay.
Who is absent today? Dr. Young?
Well, Dr. Young has resigned from the committee, so Dr. Penfold is absent, and Dave Hancock is also absent. So currently we have a vacancy.
Penfold, to my understanding, spends a great deal of winter.
Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs.
He's there right now.
So I'm not sure how much he goes back and forth.
You can arrange a teleconference next time.
So we do have a quorum.
All right.
And there is no public in attendance, so there would be no public contact.
Comment, you mean?
Pardon?
Comment?
Comment. Changes, additions to the agenda, any?
I think the only change, if I can add that, is, as Paige was saying, Tim Elsie came in and spoke to the group a couple minutes ago. So that would be the only change, is to add some director comments or however you would like to phrase that.
How do you spell his last name?
E-L-S-E-A.
Who is he?
He's the Public Works Director.
Oh, okay. Should have known that.
Would that be appropriate to do at this point?
What?
I think it would.
Sure.
If that meets your needs, I'd be happy to repeat quickly. So Tim Elsie did come in. We're making some organizational changes. With Mike Russell leaving the organization, we have been very focused on what a parks manager recruitment is going to look like. We realized that with both animal services and the parks management positions, it's going to be very challenging to find the appropriate candidate. And we also realized that we would probably be focused on the parks management and just have to see how the animal services skill set actually dovetailed into that position, making it quite challenging and probably not the best way forward. So,
but you want to get rid of animal services?
No. Actually, it's the opposite, which is to provide animal services with some more autonomy and actually raise and solidify and stabilize the work group by having animal services come under the Assistant Public Works Director until some other policy is done. This way can help just with the branding, marketing, and like I said, the autonomy of animal services, kind of raising them.
The work is that you?
It is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference?
I'm sorry?
It instead of Mike, it's instead of the parks person, it's the Assistant Public Works Director. It's just,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, operationally, I think it should be fairly seamless. Animal services staff being a small work group, I would still like them to be able to rely on Parks Division for support and calling and coverage and that kind of thing. So again, there shouldn't be any major changes, but we certainly thought that that was important for you to know about. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
It's all kind of internal to Public Works, right? I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Is there a difference with us at all?
Mm-hmm. Is there any significance to this other than one person versus another comes here and directs it? Under your portfolio before, when Mike was here, you didn't deal with animal services or what was
I
that?
Have not.
Oh, I
if you would like to know my background, I...
No, it's okay.
Okay.
What, does it include animal services or something?
It does not.
Oh, okay.
But for the fact we did have work with animals as a city administrator for the city of Coburg, we didn't have our own program, but
yeah.
For the county.
Well, you know, the this whole thing's been kind of demoted over the last, 6 years,
mm-hmm.
since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, had its own operation, you know all about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with the defunding and the loss of the city contract.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Animal Services has built back a little bit of county funding, hasn't it? A little bit, or?
A little bit with the last budget cycle of getting the animal welfare officer, yes.
Would you get a half FTE?
Half FTE, yeah.
And didn't you about 3 years ago get some more clerical staff, or?
It's been longer than that. It's been since before I was here, but yeah, 4 or 5 years ago, that's that range.
So this idea is really to promote the division assistant director position is a different level than division management. So it really is an effort, again, not to demote, but to continue to promote the work group. So
cool. That's good.
Okay.
Do we have any comments or changes on the minutes summary?
I scanned them and they look fine to me.
You know, I apologize. You know, I didn't mean to say I wasn't interested in your background. You know, you were going to say something about your background in view of this. Please do.
Oh, no, only if you are interested.
Sure.
In what my history is. It's not specific with Animal Services. Prior, I've been here for 5 months. Prior, I was the city administrator with the city of Cobourg. So did look over all different aspects, including our animal issues. We just worked with our own police department on that. We did not have a contract with the county for services. And prior to that, I have a planning background, regional development planning, economic development as well. So
where did you work before Cobourg?
Lane Council of Governments.
Oh, ELCA.
Mm-hmm.
What did Cobourg do with their animals? They had their own animal department, their own
No, and we have our own kennel.
In the police department?
In the police department, right, and we don't deal feral cats. We just had some traps that we'd lend to people if they needed them, and actually worked more with Fish and Wildlife on wild animals, a number of cougar sightings and those kinds of things.
Did you work with a local vet, too? Animals.
Yeah, we referred it to our local vet, Michelle Nugent, who's the only vet inside the city of Cobourg, and she had her own program and provided, I think, some sort of subsidy for spay and neuter services. But it was more informal.
Did you have dog licenses in Cobourg?
Yes, we do. Wow. Mm-hmm. I say we do because I live in Cobourg, so yeah. Uh-huh. But it's not a very active program. Something that, as an administrator, I was really interested in is a conversation that started at the beginning of this year, which was having some sort of animal licensing summit for the communities, the small cities that aren't being served by the county, and taking another look at that. There was a lot of interest for it. I think initially there was an idea that that summit would happen this fall. There were a number of other things that ended up happening, including strike situation that's kind of pushed us back in a number of areas. But I'm actually really interested in taking another look at having that conversation with the executive management of the small cities and to see if we could expand the licensing programs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Saves lives.
Part of the groundswell from this particular committee is a real desire for universal licensing.
Mm-hmm.
Just as this is where we stand and have stood for quite some time.
Yeah, absolutely. On its face, it seems like a fantastic low-hanging fruit, but I realize there's a lot of political and resource-related issues with that.
That particular aspect of it would be definitely supported by this group.
Good. Okay.
Do we have any kind of an update on the vacancies?
If I can, Chair, we need a motion to go ahead and approve the summary minutes as written, if we can get that.
Second.
I think somebody else needs a second besides the chair.
Second.
Thank you. If we can have a vote on that as well. All in favor?
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Passes unanimous. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And an update on vacancies?
I got that? Okay. So I believe that Pat Farr has the ability to make an appointment for the committee vacancy. He has not identified an individual. I will, knowing that at this point, I will follow through with him and ask if he had somebody in mind. Otherwise, I suggest we open it up to a recruitment process. So that's where we are.
I think the last time, at least that I know, that we talked about it, that was the case. I mean, it would give him a certain amount of time to respond. And if he had no ideas or, you know, we could open it up.
Right.
That's the way.
Last month it was mentioned that he had something in mind and he was going to talk to it, and that's all we did.
Yeah, we did not get any feedback on that, and it's been an additional 4 weeks, right? So I'll try to pin him down. Another related issue is, I don't know if you know who your commissioner liaison is. We believe it's Commissioner Farr, and he has not interacted with this group before. I'd like to re-engage him.
He has interacted at times.
Okay.
And he has been our liaison for quite a while.
Okay.
But he's, you know, been here for 15 minutes and had to leave because he had another meeting, et cetera.
Right. I don't know if there's interest in this group in kind of a more consistent re-engagement from him. So you can share your expectations, especially as we start looking at the kind of the future mission goals of a kind of a redefined committee, looking at the bylaws and that kind of thing. I think that's really important that the commissioners have an understanding, or at least are thinking about a set of expectations for what they'd like out of this committee moving forward. So at least there should be a two-way dialogue about that. That was the other item I was planning on talking to him about, if I can pin him down sometime soon. So
we don't need to have him every time. I mean, unless we have pressing business.
Bi-monthly or
upon request. If we have something significant coming up, or some community animal crisis, or something that really needs his attention, we don't need to impose on him all the time just for some perfunctory visit. You know?
This committee periodically comes up with something that we want to present to the commissioners, because it's at that level that a change can be made. Mm-hmm. That would be when we would definitely want a liaison.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for that feedback. I'll let you know what he says.
Okay. I think under the bylaws, he gets to appoint, each commissioner gets to appoint a single person, but I don't know if there's any mechanism of a default. If they don't do it, does it just remain vacant, or does it go to the board, or does it go back to us, or how do we, what do we do?
Never been mentioned anywhere.
Previously, when there's been a recruitment, then it still is appointed by a commissioner, that person.
It would still be his decision from the way I've read it.
It is.
But the recruitment
consists of five members
to get people in front of that.
Five members appointed by individual commissioners, two at large appointed by the board. But, you know, does he have someone still alive that wants to do it? Or?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to understand.
Find out if not, reopen it. And then
as of last meeting, he had someone that he was going to talk to, but Peter hasn't.
Okay.
Heard from him.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Blatchley issue.
So I wanted to touch base on this. I'm fairly confident you all saw in the news about a month ago that we seized 96 plus dogs from a house in Blatchley.
Oh, yeah.
This is, the investigation isn't currently active, but the DA's office is reviewing it. So I just wanted to kind of touch base with you guys broadly and not get into specifics of the case, and address any concerns, any questions, anything that you guys have. So basically we got a tip that there was a hoarder. We went out there, Bernie went out there a number of times. We ended up going out there with the assistance of Greenhill. We drastically underestimated the number of dogs in the house. They were all little Chihuahua type dogs. And the first couple visits, it was tough to get a head count as they're swirling around inside the house. And so we underestimated by about half, a third to a half of what was in there. So we went out there, spent out a few hours out there, 4 hours out there with Greenhill, collected the animals. Several of the dogs, if you read the paper, they're up to 110 just because there were a bunch of pregnant females. One of them gave birth that morning in the truck while we were out there. So we went out there. Greenhill did the assessments, some of the vet assessments out in the field, some back at their facility. A few days later, they contacted the Humane Society, and they took about half of them just to alleviate that load, because again, we underestimated.
You mean the Oregon Humane Society?
Yes. out of Portland. They came down and took, I think, 45. So.
And there was the other one, too, the one in Corvallis, or there's another one.
I don't know about that.
There was two of those organizations. What's that other one up the valley? Oh, no, there's a large one at, like, Corvallis or Salem.
I don't remember the name, I know.
They took about 40 years as well.
Oh, okay.
And as a personal aside, if I may be allowed, I was at Green Hill making paw print pictures with a group of volunteers that I put together that they put in their art for the animals auction, and got my hands on two of those particular chihuahuas who have recovered very nicely under the care there. They were willing to have their paws handled and dipped in paint and put on canvases and held and petted, and it was heartwarming to see that they were coming out of it the way they were.
That is good. That's the same feedback I've gotten from Jacqueline as well, is that except for a couple exceptions, the dogs have acclimated, they're doing well, they're adoptable, they're healthy.
A couple died, didn't they?
I don't know about that yet.
If you did, and there was some minor.
I would be very surprised if not.
And also, there's a minor, but a couple, I think. I hope not that, because also there was some inbreeding apparently with teeth going on.
There are some dogs that had some physical deformities, and I don't know how long the inbreeding happened, but. I'm not sure of the exact timeline for everything, how long she's had them. But for the most part, the dogs are doing well.
Do you have any idea why? Was she a breeder? Was she just a hoarder? Or what, was one of the rescuer, or what?
No, it was categorized as a hoarder. When you have 96 plus, it's a hoarding situation, not a rescue, not anything along those lines. So
the age of the dogs? Newborn, obviously, and then.
I think the oldest that we could pinpoint was about 12 or 14. Mm-hmm. So there were some that she had known for a good long while.
Is she getting treatment?
I'm not going to get into anything along those lines. So, but anyway, so Green Hill is adopting some of them out. They're doing well, and they're progressing. So, and the case.
Were there any citations on that?
The case is currently at the district attorney's office. So. That's just kind of the broad update I want to get you. Any questions, any others that I can try to answer?
Well, Mike, when he talked to the news, he said this wasn't any deliberate criminal thing. This was a sad situation, and we're taking it on that kind of humanitarian basis, sympathetic to the person, protective of the animals. You know, is that the way, generically, without disclosing anything, that matters being approached?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, when we went out there and when we started assessing the case from the beginning, coming up with our plan of what we were going to do, because this is truly, especially with the number of dogs, it's an anomaly. We don't handle this every week. And so as we coordinated and planned what we're going to do, two of the guiding principles that we had, A, the animals. We need to make sure that they're protected, that they get all the treatment and all the help that they need, but also for her. You know, because there are some issues, and we're very cognizant of trying to get her whatever assistance to handle whatever problem might be going on, is, you know, and providing her the dignity and respect that she needed, because there weren't some egregious issues that have happened in the past of some personality types, you know, so it was very cognizant of both the animals and of the owner, because we don't want this situation to arise again. If there's something we can do now to help prevent this from arising and again, that's what we would like to do, and that's handling both sides of it, the animals and the owner.
If an owner has a devoted main pet over 15 years, is there a way to deem that they're ascertain whether they're qualified to care for one? And
you're
then
assuming she had that 15-year-old dog the whole time. She may not have.
Right. I'm just speaking generically. Mm-hmm. That if someone has, and you determine that they have a loving pet, and that they're capable of treating one pet humanely, is that flexibility you have not to confiscate all of them at the end of the day?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And that I would make is that the humane treatment of the hoarder is going to reap benefits throughout the community. That if I had a friend or neighbor or relative that I was concerned, was mentally unstable and beginning to hoard. If I had the experience of seeing that this person was treated well, I would be more likely to come forward and help those animals.
Yeah, we definitely didn't want the owner to be castigated or vilified in social media or on the news. Again, because for those reasons, we, you know, these were issues that we want to try and help out with as much as we can, both for the animals and the owner's sake. And so we want people to come and let us know that, hey, I've got a relative, I've got a friend, and not have to worry about those social repercussions that could really make the situation a heck of a lot worse.
Or even hopefully an epiphany that a hoarder would have, like, I'm over my head.
Mm-hmm.
From first report, you said they'd been out there a few times to the time we went out to collect the dogs. How long period was that?
There was a few weeks, at least.
Oh, just a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm being generic and broad, but
okay.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Are there any decisions that needed to be made between now, because we will have lost quorum?
Is there any good idea? Is there anything?
The only thing that we needed a decision on was the summary minutes, and we've got that. I can't think of anything else where a decision would be made.
Harriet's thing. That would be the only thing.
Didn't she say the doors have all been installed, the doors we bought?
Mm-hmm.
Then the other question is how much money is left, and what kind of pressing needs does the shelter itself have?
And those, when Jacqueline and Carrie need to be here to answer those, because they've got the up-to-date information. I don't have that.
They're at a conference.
And they're at a conference today. That's why they're not here.
We want that money to go to the shelter as it was determined by the donor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last year we were told they were cold and there was no circulation and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
If you could come up with a few things to talk to Jacqueline in the meantime or whatever, what other areas, and some of those volunteers, like some of those two volunteers, do you go
to
them?
Diane is one of a really good resource.
You might just ask around, and I will too.
Yeah.
What the volunteers see stuff that you don't always hear from
mm-hmm.
the top brass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Scott, if I just had like 30 more seconds too. I owe you an apology. Last month you were concerned that I had rushed out of the meeting and was disengaged, and I do apologize for that. I completely understand why you felt that way.
I didn't feel it. No,
okay.
I just asked him who you were.
Yeah,
and
who are you? Why are you here and not here?
Oh, no, I thought you were just busy.
The reason was that we were 24 hours away from a strike, and we had a lot of emergency maneuvering that was happening at that time, and I was called out of the meeting, so...
Did LCAS, or whatever you would call it, did they go out and strike too? Did any of our...
They did not.
Oh, good. One for the animals. But, you know, dignity of workplace is important too.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it was a split, when I think about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys
okay.
next time.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I will go ahead and stop the recording.
Hey, thanks for it.